Someone recently had asked me about what the smallest shear one could have for the talis katan. So it's based on the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. There's machlokis found in the beginning of Or Chaim, Hilchos Tzitzis Simen Tes Zayin. There's just one sif in the simen. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that shear talis shechai b'tzitzis, the shear of a talis that a person wears, that one would need to put tzitzis on, is sheis kaseba ba'orech uvarochav rosho v'rubo shakatam. Has to be a talus that's large enough to cover a child, his head, and from the height and the width of his head, along with most of his body. That's the shear, according to the Shulchan Aruch. Hamesalech, what age child? He says, Hamesalech levado bashuk, a child who's old enough to walk by himself in the marketplace, venotzarech acher l'shamron, doesn't need a parent, doesn't need an older sibling to watch over him. That's the definition according to the Shulchan Aruch. Again, basically, what's a talus large enough to cover the head and most of the body of such a child. The Ramah says, V'oz chai b'tzitzis, that's when he's chai b'tzitzis, but then he adds, V'davka kisha gado lov shepamim arai v'yotzi bo l'sho, with a stipulation that also only if a gadol would be comfortable, a gadol, the age of 13, a gadol would be comfortable walking outside barai, and some once in a while, on occasion, he'd be comfortable as well. The Shulchan Aruch completely leaves out the idea of the gadol, and he looks completely focused on the katan, but the Ramah says a gadol has to also be comfortable on occasion. So what's the machlokes? If you look in the Gemara Menachos, Dav Mem Amabez through Mem Aleph, Amin Aleph, it's clear that the Gemara says exactly what the Ramah says, or really the Ramah says exactly what the Gemara says, that it's enough to cover the katan and the gadol is comfortable on occasion. So the Rambam leaves this out, the idea of the gadol. He doesn't have the tanai the gadol has to wear. How come the Rambam ignores the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch follows along the lines of the Rambam as often he does? So the Beis Yosef explains, because when the Gemara says that the gadol wears it barai, doesn't mean that's part of the definition of a shear. The shear of a talis is whatever a child, whatever katan wears that covers his head and most of his body. What does it mean when the Gemara says, and the gadol wears it on occasion? Meaning when the gadol wears it, when is a gadol chai? When the gadol wears it, so he has to wear it, he has to put tzitzis on, if it's a talis that a katan would be comfortable wearing. Not that we're defining the shear by what a gadol would wear, we're just saying, when a gadol wears such a talis, that's a size based on the katan, when a katan wears, then he's in fact chayved to put tzitzis. So this is a machlokes, Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah. So we paskin, of course, like the Ramah, that you have the added qualification of the gadol having to be comfortable wearing it outside once in a while. In light of this, says the Eisha of Rami Bachach, that since nowadays no gadol would ever walk outside with such a short talis, we're talking about a gadol, a 13-year-old, who never go outside with such a short talis, one should never say bracha on a talis katan. If it's a talis gadol where it's completely wrapping him, he's completely comfortable, that's another thing. But it's a talis katan where gadol wouldn't walk outside, bizman hazeh paskind, you don't say a bracha at all. That's a big, big chiddush. The Be'er Halacha argues. The Be'er Halacha says we in fact do say a bracha on a talis katan bizman hazeh. He asks the question, how could it be the case? A gadol doesn't walk outside with such a small shear, such a small talis. So the Be'er Halacha explains, no, not the case. Firstly, you have to understand what type of gadol we're talking about. We're not talking about a grown man. We're talking about a 13-year-old boy, not such a grown man. He's not that much bigger than a 9-year-old boy. That's number one. Number two is when it says in the Shulchan Aruch to walk outside in the shuk, it doesn't mean dafka in the shuk where he's walking out parading in the mall on Central Avenue or whatever main street you're referring to here. It's referring to just going outside. It could even include, says the Be'er Halacha, he's standing in Pesach Beis Rochav. He's standing at the entranceway to his house. Sometimes a person will open the door not dressed the way he normally dressed to go outside or to go to shul, but if he's comfortable opening the door in such a way, in such a robe, let's say, a short robe, so that would be enough to be chayv and talis. So therefore, since even a gadol, a 13-year-old boy, would be comfortable wearing a short robe as long as it covers most of his body, and when the door is entered, that would be enough to be chayv and tzitzis and a bracha bizman hazeh. That's one explanation of the Be'er Halacha. Moreover, he says, even though, let's say, gadol doesn't walk outside at all wearing such a short talis, still, that alone is not going to be mevatel, the shame beged. It's still called a shame beged, and therefore, even though nowadays we don't wear it, it's still called a beged, you're still chayv tzitzis and chayv a bracha. Lastly, he explains the reason why maybe nowadays a gadol doesn't wear such a talis, and because he's embarrassed, Not because he's embarrassed of how much it's covering or not. It's really embarrassed because a talus, no one wears a talus as a beged anymore. We wear a talus underneath the clothing. So no one wears a toga anymore. Back then it was. In terms of how much it covers, a person would wear shorts that covers that much, he'd be comfortable going outside. But just no one wears talasim anymore. He's embarrassed not because what's being covered versus what's being exposed. He's embarrassed because no one dresses that way anymore. And that's not enough of an embarrassment. That's not the type of embarrassment we're concerned with here. And therefore, since it covers enough of the body, in fact, you are chayv in the tzitzis and chayv in saying a bracha bizman hazeh. And that's, of course, how we paskim. So now, how big a shear does a talis katan have to be to say a bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah says, which katan referring to a 9-year-old boy? Great. So how long does that have to be? So before we get to the Mishnah Berurah, there is the Tshuva Sisaros Tshuva, Chela Gimel Simen Lamen Ches, Oz Beis, who says nowadays, you chayv talis in anything, no matter what you wear, even a very small shear. He's a very, very big chiddush. It's also very similar to what's found in the Aruch HaShulchan. The svar is as follows. The only time you need a shear of a talis katan to say a bracha is only when you're wearing that talis katan to really cover yourself up. Because the pasuk says, "Gedilim tasilcha al arba kanfos kisuscha asher techasebo," a kisus that you're covering up. So only when you're wearing something to cover you up do you need that shear, the proper shear that a katan would normally wear, that he'd be comfortable wearing, and a galda would go out on occasion, not be embarrassed. But if it's a beged, that's not miyucha to cover you up. But it's a beged that's designated just to be mekayin the mitzvah of tzitzis. We don't wear talis katan to get dressed. We wear talis katan just to be yotz to the mitzvah at every second we have. So according to that, a talis katan that's miyucha le mitzvah, that doesn't require the shear of kisoy, because there's another pasuk that says, vasulahem tzitzis akanfe bigdayim. Just make tittis on the corners. Doesn't mention anything about tichase asher kususcha. When you're making a beged just for tittis, you don't need any shear, and therefore you'll be chayv to say brach on no matter how small that talis katan is. We don't pass in this way, but it's interesting to note. Also take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan and Siman Tes Zayin Sif Chaf. But we pass in like the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that the practice is how long does a talis katan have to be, that a katan covers up his head and most of his body. So the shear says, the Mishnah Berurah is based, he quotes a Sefer Pri Haaretz in the name of the Sefer Derech Chachma, that the shear is 3/4 of an amma long in the front and 3/4 long in the back, and the width has to be an half an amma each side. But he says the minag anshe maisa is to be medakdek, that you have an amma in the front. I'm sorry, I say that again. Mishnah Berurah says the whole length has to be 3/4 of an amma, which is not very long at all, and the width has to be a half an amma, which is very, very small. But the Anshe Maisi says, our medaktik, that it should be an amma in the front, an amma also in the back, and then the width should be three quarters of an amma on the on each side. So in the end of the day, that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins. We should be careful. Again, if the one has a smaller shear, you could certainly rely on the first or earlier opinion, but one should be medaktik to have an amma in the front and an amma in the back. So you don't have to take into account the whole. The whole doesn't count towards it, according to the Mishnah Berurah. The Chazon Ish thinks it does actually count towards it, based on this Ma'aril. The idea is that just like by Eruvin, if you have two walls and there's a small hole in the middle, we don't acknowledge the hole as being a gap. Everything's closed. So the Chazon Ish thinks as long as the length, the beg on each side of the hole is bigger than the hole itself, so then the hole is viewed as being closed and it does count towards the shear. So in the Maisa, what's the shear? What does an amma in the front mean, an amma in the back? So it depends. It depends on how you define a shear and amma. So there's a three-way machlokas. The Chazon Ish has the largest shear. He thinks an amma is 22.8 inches. Rav Moshe thinks it's 21.5 inches. And Rav Chaim Na is the most lenient. He thinks 18.9 inches. So many are machbid on the shear Chazon Ish of 22.8 inches, both in the front and the back. But what really comes out, it doesn't really work with the shita of the Chazon Ish. Because Chazon Ish says you're allowed to take into account the whole. So really, many of the big talesim, talis katan, is 22.8 from the whole. But according to Chazon Ish, you could even include the whole. So again, figure out the measurements. So for the Chazon Ish, it seems that as long as the whole thing is 2 feet long, including the whole, you would need a total of around 45.6 inches. That would seem to be enough to Chazon Ish. But again, I think many of the stores that sell the talis katan, they'll say the shir Chazon Ish, I think it's 45.6 inches plus the hole as well, which would give you probably another, I don't know, 12 inches or so, however big the hole is. Now, also to keep in mind the shoulders, the beggar going over the shoulders, the Mishabur writes in the end of Sif Katan Aleph, it has to be nicker that it's a beggar, not that it's simply ritzuas. It can't be strapped, can't be strings. So sometimes those mesh tzitzis are wrapped around, they're so tight, they just like look like strings over the shoulder. They have to be begadim themselves. And that's the psak of the Mishabura, and the Chaznish says this as well.